The New Science of Physical Health.
Welcome back, everybody, to Health Adaptation number 5 in this series that we're looking at that pertains to this. I want to just do the little prelude at the start of each of these health adaptation lessons so that you can understand the critical nature of health adaptation number 5 that we're about to talk about, called platelet stickiness decrease. I'm going to get to what platelets are in a minute, a little definition, and how looking at this thing that we've talked about in the previous 4 health adaptations, your CRF score, how that decreases platelet stickiness. And why is it so important if you want to have decreased risk of sickness, disease, and premature death? And the outcome of that will mean you have increased longevity and also your health span. The number of years that you live without being sick, without being at the doctor, without being on medication, without being at high risk. So let's get back to the critical component of how these, I think we've got about 20 health adaptations that we're running through, how they are generated. Remember, we're talking about something called CRF score, which is the first episode that we looked at, that is entitled How You Can Raise Your Physical Health Outcomes by 400%. We went into the definition of what CRF score is and all the details behind it in terms of medical research and the evidence of it. So I want to just touch on it before we get to platelet stickiness again, because it bears repeating so much. It's not talked about in the education circles. People like me who've been teaching for now 4 decades, nobody talks about CRF scores in relation to health adaptations. But that's what this whole series of lessons is all about. So, and that's worldwide, by the way, in my industry of teaching. So the researchers talk about it, the doctors, the PhDs in vascular medicine and the PhDs in areas related to longevity, like exercise physiology and cardiology, they all talk about CRF scores, but it hasn't filtered through to the education sector. That's my field. So remember, there are some tables that you can get a hold of inside the Perfect Health Lesson book, and those 2 tables, one for men and one for women, break up people into different decade categories: 20 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 69, 70 to 79, and greater than 80. Every person living today, right now, has a CRF score. You could be in the bottom 25%, which could be the low category, or you could be in the elite category, which is the top 2.5%. You could be in the average category, which means you've gone from being, let's say, for my age category. If I had a CRF score of, I'm in the 50 to 59 as I record this. If I had a CRF score of below 29, according to the table that I have in front of me, then I'm in the low category. That's the bottom 25%. If I had a CRF score of 29 to 35, I'm in below average. I'm still in the bottom 25%. If I used the correct dose of physical activity, and we show you that in this 1-hour lesson, what's the correct dose of physical activity for you, specifically pertaining to you, we show you that. If I use the correct dose of physical activity and go from being, say, a score of below 29, and I get it into the 36 to 40 category, so let's say I get my CRF score to 36. So I increase it from 29 to 36. I'll now be in above average for my age category for men. And that will generate an improvement of somewhere around 50% of health adaptations. Health adaptations, remember, are changes in our structure and function of things like your heart, your lungs, the ability for your body to transport oxygen, your blood vessel network. Unbelievable changes can happen in your blood vessel network. Positive, so I call it positive health adaptations. If you have a low CRF score, and it's not difficult to get it for anyone to go from low to above average. It's not difficult to do. It requires the correct dose of physical activity. But the correct dose of physical activity causes positive health adaptations. What does that mean? Positive improvements in the structure and function of your heart, your lungs, your blood vessel networks, your muscle structure, your muscle cells, and something called cell organelles. Those are things inside your cells, every cell of the human body, that improve your opportunity at longevity and also health span. So it's lifespan and health span. So with that in mind, what we're talking about today, the health adaptation number five, is platelet stickiness decrease. So we're going to go ahead now and look at platelet stickiness, what that all means, how does having a low CRF score increase platelet stickiness, why you don't want to have that happen, and how that could have a dramatic impact on, creates a negative health adaptation, increased platelet stickiness, and how it causes an increase in your risk or anyone's risk of developing the number one cause of sickness, disease, and premature death, a cardiovascular event. Now, I'm talking about the precursor conditions that lead to heart attacks and strokes and a whole series of other things related to CVD, cardiovascular disease, particularly one that we've talked about called atherosclerosis. So that's the setup. Over to the definition of platelet stickiness. It refers to this tendency of small blood cells called platelets to adhere or stick to each other in the walls of your blood vessels upon activation, when they become activated. So what ends up happening is this. Platelets, also known as thrombocytes, they're small cell fragments in your blood that play a crucial role in the body's ability to stop bleeding and form blood clots. We know what it is when you cut your hand on the outside and you eventually get a little scab forming over it and it clots and it stops bleeding. Well, that's what platelets do when there's an injury or damage. But most people don't know, because you can never see this, that you can get injury or damage to the blood vessel lining inside every blood vessel of your body called the endothelium. So when you get this damage, talk about that, how that happens in a second, low CRF score can definitely lead to the damage. Platelets become activated and adhere to the site of the injury. So you might have a section near your heart or a section in your leg or a section leading to your brain of your blood vessels where they release various substances to initiate this blood clotting process inside your blood vessel. This is a normal and essential part of the body's response to injury, preventing excessive bleeding. So that's the point of having platelets and thrombocytes. However, when platelets become overactivated, low CRF score, incorrect dose of physical activity, it can lead to problems, especially in the context of cardiovascular disease, CVD. Here's how. I'm going to walk you through briefly how overactivation of platelets can be dangerous. Number one, formation of unwanted blood clots. So the overactivation of platelets from a low CRF score may form blood clots inside blood vessels, even where there's no injury or need for clotting. That's interesting. You get blood clotting even when there's no injury or need for clotting. These unwanted blood clots could obstruct normal blood flow, leading to serious, like catastrophically serious, complications such as heart attacks and strokes. So that's number one. Number two, increased inflammation. Overactivated platelets release inflammatory substances that contribute to inflammation of blood vessels. You don't want that. Chronic inflammation in blood vessels is associated with the development and progression of cardiovascular diseases. You don't want that. You want decreased platelet stickiness, not increase. Here's the next thing that overactive platelets do. It causes release of growth factors. Overactivated platelets release growth factors that can stimulate the growth of smooth muscle cells and contribute to the formation of atherosclerotic plaques. Atherosclerosis, the buildup of plaques in the arteries, is a key component of many cardiovascular diseases. You don't want that, or you want to reduce and stop the progression. Most people have got atherosclerosis, and it gets dangerous. You can't feel it. That's why a person who might be, I had a friend I heard about recently, 61, 62 years of age, for all ostensive purposes, he just looks fine. There's no problem with him. He's a 62-year-old guy. He's not overweight. Had a heart attack out of nowhere because he had atherosclerosis plaques in the buildup of his arteries that he couldn't feel for years. One of the contributing negative health adaptations was a low CRF score. You remember, high CRF scores are the most important influencing factor at driving down your risk of a serious catastrophic event from a cardiovascular diseases. So he looked fantastic, but he couldn't see plaques happening, couldn't see atherosclerosis happening. And then out of nowhere, one of them burst and it caused a heart attack, a major heart attack. Platelet stickiness, platelet activation, meaning increased platelet stickiness, negative health adaptation from a low CRF score, along with other factors, can contribute to the narrowing of blood vessels. So you get reduced blood flow to vital organs like the heart. Reduced blood flow can lead to conditions like angina in the chest or contribute to the development of heart attacks. In the context of cardiovascular diseases, the overactivation of platelets is often associated with an increased risk of something called a thrombosis or blockage, a formation of blood clots. These blood clots partially or completely block blood flow. But you can't see, you can't feel or see or smell or touch platelet stickiness. You don't know what's happening. That's why I'm putting this education lesson together. It's important to note that various factors, but particularly a low CRF score, can contribute to this area of platelet stickiness. So now then, the follow-up question that I have inside the Perfect Health Lesson book: how does raising your CRF score by using the correct dose of physical activity, planned or unplanned, how does it decrease your platelet stickiness? Number one, it enhances something called endothelial function. I go on and on about this all the time. The skin on the inside of your artery, the cells, are called your endothelial. Once again, you can't see it, touch it, smell it, or feel it, but it's there. And you have more blood vessels. And this is how much endothelial tissue cells you've got. The blood vessels in your human body can wrap around the earth more than once, at least one, and I think maybe one and a quarter, one and a half times. That's how many blood vessels you have. Inside every one of those blood vessels are endothelial cells. The correct dose of physical activity improves the health and function of the endothelium and the inner lining of blood vessels. Healthy endothelial cells release substances that discourage platelet activation and aggregation, and it reduces stickiness. So important. Number two, how does CRF score? It's about 6 or 7 or maybe 8. Number two, how does raising your CRF score going from the bottom 25% to the middle 25%? And then maybe up into the high category. That's what we talk about in the Perfect Health Lesson. You get anti-inflammatory effects, reduce systemic inflammation. So this is a positive health adaptation now. The correct dose of physical activity reflected by a high CRF score lowers chronic inflammation, which can otherwise contribute to increased platelet activation and stickiness. By reducing inflammation, the correct dose of physical activity indirectly decreases platelet aggregation. The third reason that a high CRF score decreases platelet stickiness, you get altered platelet activity. You get a modulation of platelet activation. Correct dose of physical activity reflected in what your CRF score is. If it's low, you don't have the correct dose. If it's high, you do have the correct dose. Leads to the alterations in platelet activity, reducing their tendency to become overly activated and sticking together. This can be associated with changes in platelet, what are called platelet receptors and signaling pathways, reduces the stickiness. What's the number four way that raising your CRF score? I'll say it again. Reflected in from the correct dose of physical activity, how does it reduce platelet stickiness? The correct dose manages the risk factors like obesity or excess weight, diabetes, high cholesterol, which can impact platelet function. This is amazing. These are called metabolic factors, diabetes, high cholesterol, obesity. They impact platelet function. By addressing these risk factors from raising a CRF score, the correct dose of physical activity indirectly influences platelet stickiness in a positive way. I think we've got three more here. Number five, you get a change in platelet characteristics, altered platelet size and composition. Studies, research suggests that the correct dose of physical activity, having a high CRF score, might lead to changes in platelet size and composition, potentially affecting their stickiness and aggregation tendencies. So decreasing their stickiness and decreasing their aggregation tendencies. Fantastic result. Number six, blood flow dynamics. Enhance blood rheology. The correct dose of physical activity can improve blood viscosity and what are called flow dynamics. Better blood flow reduces the chance of platelet aggregation and the formation of clots. That's blood flow dynamics. Number seven, hormonal and neurological effects. The regulation of hormones and neural activity. The correct dose of physical activity can influence hormone levels and what's called neural activity, which can in turn impact positively and decrease improve platelet function, decrease stickiness. For instance, reduced stress hormones due to the correct dose of physical activity can contribute to lower platelet stickiness. So the bottom line here is in this health adaptation, this positive health adaptation, you don't want increased platelet stickiness. The catastrophic cardiovascular event that seems to come out of nowhere, like high blood pressure, or the worst part of it, a stroke, worst example, a stroke or a heart attack, that doesn't come out of nowhere. You would have had for years this thing called an increased platelet stickiness, but you don't want that. So raising your CRF score has this immutable positive physiological and molecular changes inside the human body. Immutable meaning you can't avoid it. You can't avoid, it's like gravity, and I'll keep using that example. You can't avoid decreased platelet stickiness if you raise your CRF score. How do you do that? The correct dose of physical activity for your body. How do you determine that? Fantastically, over the past number of years, I've been working with a group of people from Norway who, from the Norwegian University of Technology and Science, Professor Ulrik Wisloff and some of his team over there, who have come up with a health impact software based on an insane amount of research. The health impact software not only tracks if you're having the correct dose of physical activity. So, for example, my neighbor down the road who takes their dog out for a walk, or they don't have children, they're about my age, they have dogs, they're always taking their dogs out for a walk. But they don't know if they're having the correct dose of physical activity if they're not using the health impact software that we have. So this software, based on medical research, clinical validated algorithm, a formula, tells you what your current CRF score is, tells you whether or not this 7-day cycle that you're in right now, whether or not you've had the correct dose of physical activity over that 7 days, and also predicts where your CRF score will be in 90 days from now, based on what you did this week. So cool. That is actually telling you in real time whether or not you're decreasing platelet stickiness, the adhesiveness of your platelets, whether or not you're decreasing your risk of sickness, disease, and premature death, and you're improving the opportunity of longevity and also health span, the number of years you're living without having to have medication and being sick and feeling pain and being less than what you used to be. That's what health span is. Here's my goal. We're going to move on in the next lesson to health adaptation number 6. These are all driven by one thing. We can show you how to track it, and we can show you how to get decreased platelet stickiness as one of the positive molecular and physiological health adaptations. I am so pumped about sharing this stuff with you. Can't wait to share with you health adaptation number 6. This has been number 5, decreasing platelet stickiness. Go and have a look at the perfect health lesson. It's 1-hour lesson. One framework, one diagram, that I've described, I've labeled the perfect health lesson for the very reason is it creates so many health adaptations. It's overwhelming at improving your chances of decreasing sickness, disease, and premature death. And I want to share it with as many people as possible. See you in the next lesson. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode of The New Science of Physical Health. We hope you have found the education content informative and enjoyable, and will share it with others. In today's episode, Shane made reference to a brand new project that will be released in early 2024, called The Perfect Health Lesson. If you would like to find out more about this project right now and get access to its pre-release, then go ahead and visit the website in the show notes for today's episode.